Members of the Red Lake Nation this weekend held the first funeral services for victims of last week's killing spree on the northern Minnesota reservation. 10 people, including the teenaged shooter, died. 2 of the victims were killed at their home. The shooter then went to a local school and opened fire, killing 5 students, a teacher, and a security guard before turning the gun on himself. It was the worst school killing incident in the United States since 12 students, 1 teacher, and 2 teenage gunmen died at Columbine High School in Colorado in April 1999. Reporter Bob Reha was at the Red Lake Reservation for yesterday's services.
Hundreds of people gathered at the Red Lake Humanities Center for the funeral of Darrell Lucera and his longtime companion, Michelle Sagana. Lucera and Sagana were the first victims in Monday's attack by Lucera's grandson. Lucera was a 30-year veteran of the Red Lake Police Force. Locals called him Dash. His police vehicle stood outside of the center during the funeral ceremonies. A bouquet of flowers rested on the windshield. Patrick Defoe is Lucera's first cousin. He says Dash was well-liked and respected in the community, kind of man who will be hard for the Red Lake Nation to replace.
In my mind, he was a pillar of the community, and he will be greatly missed by everybody, not only law enforcement, everybody in the community, throughout the whole nation.
The shooting has staggered the community of Red Lake. Defoe says no family has been untouched.
I've lost five relatives in this. 3 are distant, and 2 was... One was Dash and one was a shooter. Yeah. My heart goes out to all families involved. My son was almost one of the victims. And he survived. And he's a survivor. And we'll get through this.
A third funeral was held Saturday for Chase Lucera, a young man family and friends called Bika. They say Chase loved basketball, hunting, fishing, and his son. For NPR News, Bob Reha, Bemidji, Minnesota.